It is time for the Spillover with Mike Schaefer, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Schaefer, we have not mentioned Nebraska basketball yet with you.
Oh.
Nebraska plays, of course, Creighton tomorrow night. You'll be in the building.
I will be
at
there.
CHI Health Center
great
in
seats.
Omaha. You were also in the building on Sunday.
I was.
At the West Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls. A tough loss, 3-point loss to St. Mary's, but you said it was a wonderful environment at the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is a fantastic place to watch a basketball game. The acoustics in there are unlike anywhere else I will watch a game. Basketball-wise, the crowd was so loud. It's just a really cool environment. Hopefully, Nebraska plays there like every 3 years because it's just it's a good, easy trip. Sioux Falls is nice. You know, as Jake knows, I stopped in Sioux City on Friday on the way.
Went to the Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm. Did not win any money. But had a good time. So, and then the game was solid, and Nebraska at times looked the best version of itself all year. And at times they had a lot of the issues that would derail their season. So they're, very much an incomplete basketball team, and they have an opportunity for a huge win on Friday. I just think it's the way Creighton is built, the way Nebraska is built. I struggle to see how the Huskers stay in that game unless they shoot exponentially better.
Stay in the game. Ooh. What needs to happen for them, this team, to be completed? You say they're an incomplete team.
They got to bring the turnovers down. They've had a lot of turnovers here early in the season in the first four games. They got to bring that down, and then they got to start making open looks. The frustrating thing is that they have shot poorly, and they are getting open looks. Like, even on Sunday against St. Mary's, Gavin Griffiths had wide open threes.
Jeez, he just got to make them.
He didn't make them. Burke, who Hoiberg swears up and down is absolutely a shooter, he took one three-point attempt. It missed the front of the rim, the side of the rim, and had that, you know, thud noise when you hit the side of the backboard on the lower portion of it. Like, you almost missed everything.
He looks good shooting, though.
But when he's at the free throw line, he has as good of a stroke as anybody.
He looks good
and
shooting.
And so it's one of those things where they get these looks, they just need to start falling. And that's why I think Hoiberg is really bullish on this team. He really likes this team. They just have to make the shots that he knows that they're capable of making. Connor Sejan has played a little bit better as of late. Hopefully, you know, if you get that kind of night where he has three or four threes, that's going to help. And then if you can get the chip ins from Gavin Griffiths, if Sam Hoiberg has had multiple open threes, he's got to be able to knock some of these down.
He usually knocks those down.
Right. He's been off, I think, the first couple games this year. And I don't know if he's playing his way back in from some offseason work that he's had done or whatever it is. But they've had looks. I think that's the frustrating thing.
He played well against Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, and so, I mean,
he had a
really nice behind-the-back pass as saving the ball out of bounds in that game. But, I came away from the St. Mary's game feeling better about Nebraska's upside, but they still have to do the things to get to that upside. And so, there's a chance they could absolutely beat Creighton on Friday night. It's just hard for me to project it because I don't know what is going to allow them to come in and shoot 40% from three instead of 22, you know. It's just they have to start making some of those open shots.
The one matchup that'll be interesting is Kalkbrenner versus Braxton Mia.
Well, that'll be interesting, but it's not just Braxton Mia. Randy Bennett, the coach for St. Mary's, he talked about this. He was a little surprised that, one, St. Mary's got out-rebounded. That apparently never happens to him. And two, Nebraska can just kind of throw tall people at teams.
Morgan, Mia. Yeah,
Mia, Morgan, Burke. And that really flustered them. And so I think...
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
This year, more than in recent years, they match up a little bit better with Kalkbrenner, but he's very good. He has a variety of different ways of scoring. He will not sit out. He'll probably play close to 40 minutes in that game. Braxton Mia isn't going to give you 25 minutes. So Andrew Morgan and Bearcay are going to have to be able to play with Kalkbrenner, not get into foul trouble, be able to box him out, get rebounds, make him have to make tough shots. And then, you know, Nebraska is going to have to attack, and Bryce Williams and these guys are going to have to finish at the hoop with a player who's a, you know, multi-time Big East player of the year defensively.
Yep.
So it's a tough ask, because even if you start making those outside shots, you still got to be able to finish inside and get to the free throw line, which is really tough against a Creighton team that doesn't get called for a lot of fouls.
Because
they just don't.
They play defense.
I mean, they played an entire NCAA tournament game, and they had like one foul against Oregon. One. Like, I've never seen anything like that in
my life. Is that because they're playing sound defense?
I think they play off a lot. I don't think they're not like right up in your shorts. It's just hard for me to envision, if you have an attacking post player, like, that he never gets called right for a foul. He never gets hit with even the, you know, the random fouls that aren't even really fouls that everybody gets called for in basketball. So that's going to be a challenge, because they get a lot of their points at the free throw line.
The game is at 7 p.m., correct? Yes,
if you're not going, it's on
FS1. It's on Friday.
FS1 if you are not going to the game.
Everything about it just feels a little bit different. It should be on a Friday.
In December.
It's a unique. They have the women's game before it, which I think is new. They haven't done that a lot. So it'll be an interesting Friday.
I think also is unfortunate if you are coming to town for this Wisconsin game and you wanted to watch, you know, enjoy a nice night in Lincoln. Well, now maybe you want to go to Omaha to watch the Husker game in person. You're taking away from Lincoln's economy on Friday night. Come on now. This game should not be played in Omaha the night before the Husker game in Lincoln.
Yeah, I agree.
It's criminal.
No,
I don't know that I would call it criminal. Schaefer, it should be in December. Okay. After the
football season. Well, yeah, look,
criminal's a little harsh. Nobody should be arrested for this.
The idea of it should be arrested, yeah.
Well, there'll be maybe an arrest.
Whoever made the schedule to put this game here, I want to talk to
you. Are you looking for an indictment?
Yeah.
Is there a way? Can we just lock the in schedule that maker? They play the Saturday after Thanksgiving? So you have Black Friday, and then they just play that?
No.
We can't do that.
Why is that? I want the first Saturday in December.
Okay.
So you want it on the conference championship weekend, no matter what.
I'm with Jake on that.
That or the Saturday or Sunday of the week after the Black Friday.
I like
that.
You know, there used to be a time where Brunson and I were concerned because that game would be going on, and we thought Nebraska would be playing in the conference championship, and then 2012, that actually happened.
It did.
And then since 2012, it hasn't really been a big concern.
Right.
I share that.
You showed the same schedule date? Yeah. Well, let's just lock it in. Come on, schedule makers. Lock Nebraska Creighton in as
I think the Nebraska Saturday doesn't want that, because they play the Big Ten schedule right after it. And so I don't think they want those games as grouped.
Well, closely. I don't want
I'm
it.
I'm guessing.
I don't no want
one,
it tomorrow.
No one has told me that. I'm just guessing.
You know, that's my thoughts on it. Dumb. Schaefer's been great. Thank you for coming.
You did a great job.
Well, he always does.
Thank you. I appreciate
the Mike Schaefer way.
Coming from the pregame coach, I really really do appreciate. Did I finish the job?
Yes.
And did anyone push me around?
The only change I would make to you and Bill's scene setting on that is I would not raise my voice, probably.
Okay. You don't do that very often.
Would it be like a throaty kind of a
raise your voice?
Yeah.
Then you raise your
voice. There was some voice being.
We thank Ben Spurk for sponsoring the hour, Schaefer. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 from Farm Bureau Financial Services for all your insurance needs. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you tomorrow.